It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the top regional news stories of the week. We're a couple of weeks away from the elections, and some of the big guns have come to Michigan to lend their support to state candidates. Who is here, and do their visits really make any difference, Jack?
Well, they make a difference, I think, but not in the way people usually think. I don't think anybody looks and says, hey, Mitt Romney's in the state or Hillary Clinton's in the state, so I'm going to go vote for X. What happens is it stirs up the faithful, it reminds them to get out there and vote, and it has some effect on fundraising. Hillary Clinton had a large rally at Oakland University in Rochester, a suburb of Detroit, Thursday, and most of the Democratic candidates and thousands of people turned out. Mitt Romney was here for Terry Lynn Land, so we'll just have to see.
Another hurdle was cleared in Detroit's bankruptcy proceedings this week when the last major creditor reached a settlement with the city. Does this put a little pep in Detroit's bankruptcy step, Jack?
Well, it's a huge development, certainly, and what it means, this was the last creditor who was trying to get art out of the DIA sold off to pay it, so it probably pretty much means the DIA is safe. There's some smaller creditors, but they don't have the clout of either Financial Guarantee or Syncora, the other big one who settled last month, and it increases the odds that federal judge, bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes, will approve the city's application for bankruptcy, maybe with an adjustment here or there, and the city will have a chance to start over. This development was especially good because as part of the settlement, Financial Guarantee is going to get the land on which the old Joe Louis Arena now stands and plans down the line to build a luxury hotel and some retail and some condos that's years away. But if it all comes to pass, it'll be a good thing for the city.
And in automotive news, GM says it did very well in international sales during what turned out to be a roller coaster week on Wall Street. So who likes GM and who's kind of lukewarm to our product, Jack?
Well, GM's doing very well in the United States, and they're doing very well in China. I don't think any of us old-timers would have ever imagined a day when Buick sold more cars in China than in America, but that's what's happening, more than 200,000 a year. But the Detroit 3 sales have been pretty flat in Europe and elsewhere. There's a lot of competition, and there's a question of whether they're, you know, selling in the right way, packaging the right brands for that market, but overall, the auto companies are a lot leaner and meaner, making a lot more money than we would have imagined 5 years ago.
Well, as always, thanks for the updates, Jack. Have a great weekend.
You too.